Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. This is the usual Friday show on Thursday because we're heading out tomorrow. Now, by the way, tomorrow we are going to have live shows in hour two and three with Gary, with Harley Schlanger in Germany, with Lewis Foundation, and Gary Richard Arnold. Gary, we hope to have on today in the third hour. He's an amazing guy. And we'll be doing live shows from Arizona on Monday and Tuesday. So, Michelle, you have some announcements. Go right ahead.
Well, that's kind of cool that Harley's going to do the show by himself.
Yeah, Harley thinks of a guest perhaps in Germany that he has there.
Okay.
Gary Richard Arnold thinks of a guest too. So they're like my co-hosts. You know, they take over when I'm not around.
Well, that's really a blessing.
Yeah, it is. These are kind of top-notch people.
Well, hello everyone on this Thursday, October the 18th. Yes, we're going to be flying tomorrow morning. Dr. Bill, Kelsey, and Mommy Mishi. Here we go. You know, it's terrible. People say, where are you going? You're flying. We're going to Arizona. Most people that live in California just drive over to Arizona. But Bill wanted to fly this time. You may change your mind. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes because we haven't visited Matthew over in Flagstaff yet. So we're trying to figure out the most efficient way. So we'll see what... We're going to rent a car, though, in Phoenix, because if you try to fly in all the way to Flagstaff, you get these little teeny planes that are bumping all over the place. No way. I'm not doing that one. So
it takes almost as long as just driving up from Phoenix and rent a car.
It does. By the time you get on it and make your connection and all that good stuff. So, well, Bill, I was talking to my dear friend, Dorothy, in Tennessee. Right?
Yeah.
And you know Dorothy, and I know Dorothy. She's just like one of my very, very dearest friends.
Yeah.
And I won't mention any names about anybody or anything, but it's just a friend of hers.
Right.
That he introduced her to NutriMedical.
Right.
And this would be about 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years ago. And anyway, she was able to really help him too, because she's very... efficient. She's actually an engineer, professional engineer, but she's older now, so she's not doing that.
She's also listened to the program for years, so she's pretty smart. She's gone to NutriMedical University for years, I call it, and it's free admission. You just have to listen and email or call us.
Well, guess what, Bill? I won't say any names because I'm going to protect him as it is, but he wanted me to tell you this, and he would like for us to put this on the air, and I'm going to put it as plainly as I can. The poor gentleman, now you might have noticed here, about a couple months ago, I may have spoken about this person anonymously, that they had MRSA on their finger. What's that called? Your pointer finger?
Yeah.
And he had MRSA bad, really, really bad.
Yeah, they were talking about
it. There's no such thing as a good MRSA, but he had it really, really,
really bad.
So when he went to his doctors, and he went to a couple different doctors, and they were going to amputate because what they tried to do was antibiotics and didn't do anything, so they were going to amputate.
Right.
And, you know, this went on for a couple of weeks. They're going to see how the antibiotics did and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, oh, my gosh, Kelsey, what are you doing?
Can you say hello to everybody, Kelsey?
Just a second now. Just a sec. Excuse us 1 second here. Can you hear this on the are you guys listening out there? Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Was that good?
Yeah.
Is that your new silver
sweet
spray?
It's yay!
That's our sweet daughter.
Do you want to say hello to everybody?
Say hi, Kels.
Hello.
Say, God bless you.
I like it. Say, God is blessing.
And who loves you, Kelsey? Who loves you?
Who loves you?
Oopsie. It's to love you.
Does Jesus love you?
I think yes.
I love the way she says Jesus.
She should be a Pentecostal pastor.
Hey, Kels, bye, right? Dear. Close the door.
She said that she should be a Pentecostal pastor. Jesus.
It's a
trailer. Right?
Bye, Kels.
See you, Kels.
It's a trailer.
Thanks for coming by.
Treadmill now. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So back to the story. Anyways, obviously it's I can't imagine what it's like to think you're going to lose your finger, and anyways, went back to the doctor, and of course Dorothy was there supporting him and said, oh no, you better call Dr. Bill, which he did call Dr. Bill, and of course you told him about this is the whole story, just revolves around Allison Med. Our Allison Med, the 650 milligrams, not the little Alimaxes or any of that kind of stuff. This is our Allison Med.
Did you take anything else?
He took our Nutri-Immune 26Y.
Yeah.
And our Nutridyne.
Right, Nutridyne.
And I forget what the other thing was she told me. Anyways, something else. Nutri-Defense,
yeah.
But the Allison Med, he was really, that was his main one. And that's, he thinks that, anyways, as you can tell how the story is going, his finger's 100% better. There's not even a trace of anything on it. And he, of course, didn't have to have an amputation.
Let me give you the background of this, okay?
What?
Here's the background.
Okay.
Medical doctors are not trained enough in basic science, including infectious disease. Before I went into medicine, I worked in bacteriology and oceanography. And what happens is medical doctors don't understand that most antibiotics won't penetrate through biofilm. Now, biofilm is a way of bacteria.
Well, you know what? You know what Dorothy said?
What?
That he thought it was getting worse with the antibiotics.
Right, because it's knocking off normal bacteria that try to fight against bad bacteria.
Yeah, it got worse.
And you can actually get yeast overgrowth in your gut from taking regular antibiotics.
Just stopped taking them.
Listen, let me finish. So what happened is the biofilm, all of our antipathogenics will go through the biofilm. Nutridyne is the most powerful. Allison Med, German source, 200 milligrams more than Alamed at half the cost. And NutriSilver, my silver, which I have, which is the most powerful silver on the planet. Nutri-Immune 26Y, way better than colostrum. It has immunoglobulins from avian for all 26 major human pathogens, including MRSA. So it tags the pathogen so your immune cells can kill it. And then, of course, Nutri-Defense destroys the viral capsid of all viruses, bacteria, and bacterial cell wall of all pathogens, including MRSA. So he took that, and he's cured. Now, doctors need to get a life, okay? If you're infected, even if you take our antipathogenics, even if you've got sepsis or you're going to get an amputation because you're diabetic, because there's a secondary fungal and bacterial infections, including if you do electron microscopy, you can actually see the mycelia pushing the head of the mycelia right through the periosteum of the bone in a diabetic. If you do an electron microscopy, doctors don't know. Now, I will train doctors free. The only thing I do is I charge for my time to review the charts.
You know,
they need to understand what
said?
I know,
Bill?
That needs to pass on to other doctors all over the world.
You know what she also said? That MRSA that he had, of course, was right in the bone, too. It was through.
Right, and this is the only way to get rid of his RIT pathogenics. Yes. We have the Edgar Cayce ID. Nobody else has it. We have the highest concentration Allison Med. We have the most powerful silver. We have immunoglobulins. We have Nutri-Defense, which we have now increased the power now 400% against viruses and bacteria.
So it's pretty important to have that in your cupboard at all times.
Yeah, if you're a prepper, you need this. And
you know,
have
he took a lot. Because I know he ordered a couple of times half a dozen bottles.
He took the dose I recommended. Now, after the first month or so, when the MRSA is gone, he needs to stay on maintenance.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Laura. Laura, area code 908. I don't even know.
By the way, he just gave another message about another gentleman with MRSA. And this one, he has apparently the MRSA on his penis. Not a good place to
Chris
have it.
Just took that message.
You just took that message, and I will be giving this guy a call. If he takes our
supplements. That's just coincidental that Chris took that
message. Yeah, you can be anywhere. You can be in a restroom and pick up MRSA. You can be in a gym. The worst place to get MRSA is in a gym or a doctor's office.
Ooh.
Gym or doctor's office. And the most dangerous thing in the doctor's office is the doctor's tie or stethoscope.
Because?
Because it touches everybody, and they don't sterilize it.
The tie doesn't touch everybody.
Sure it does. You're hanging down, and you're examining someone who listens to their chest, and the tie swings out and touches them. Ties and...
You're wearing a tie. You always wore your shirts.
I did, but a lot of doctors, especially, you know, the internists, whatever, they're going to wear a tie, and when the tie swings out,
the patient... But the stethoscope I can see. That
and under anything, charts, anything contact.
So that MRSA can live on a stethoscope?
Oh, it can last for days.
Huh.
Yeah, it's nasty. And also the worst place also is gymnasiums. So if they're not sterilizing the gymnasium, it's a very dangerous place. And doctor's offices and outpatient departments, emergency departments. You want to get a bad bug? Go to ER. You're going to
Laura, get it. This next one here, Bill. Laura, her dog is 6 years old. In 2015, he got convenia, C-O-N-V-E-N-I-A. Did you ever hear of that? That's where the vets injected him with antibiotics, and that's when he got worse, with black specks oozing out of his head and, like, fungus and everywhere.
He's really got fungus. The antibiotic will cause fungal overgrowth.
Yeah.
So our
antifungals
like Allicin-Med, Nutridyne, NutriSilver, and immunoglobulins will help. And it works the same in animals, just have to cut the dosage down based on weight. So he's a 50-pound dog, he takes a third of a dosage of a 150-pound man or woman. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
An interesting story about this doggy they got. By the way, if you give antibiotics to a person, it increases the risk of cancer up to 3.5 years, 2 weeks of antibiotics. And
the reason you got
dysbiosis of your gut, and your deconjugating bacteria re-release toxins that your liver conjugated and send them back to the target organs, your liver, your kidneys, your brain, your breasts, whatever, your ovaries.
Gee, I love it how you always have a reason for saying it, right?
Right. You have to have a science. There has to be science behind it.
Yeah.
And you can actually measure... By chromatography, the blood level of toxins, if somebody's got a dysbiosis, their levels of free-floating toxins in their blood are much higher than if they have probiotic bacteria. That's why living probiotic, with Bruzal 6 strain, living probiotic ultra, and berberstatin, extremely important. Because you have dysbiosis, your rates of cancer and dementia and heart disease are significantly higher.
So back to Laura, because I know she's listening. She wants an answer for her dog.
I don't think
we had enough time there to spend. I just wanted to say something else that happened with the dog. In 2015, she brought him to the vet, and they injected the dog with antibiotics, right? And she didn't want it, but they did. And anyways, she had a visit from animal control, and they said, if you don't take your dog to the vet, that she will go to, she'll have to go to court if she doesn't take her dog to a vet.
Why
so you know what she has to do? Because, I don't know, they came to her house and everything. This is in northern New Jersey.
Is this
northern,
by the way,
let me finish.
Okay,
good. Northern New Jersey.
Was this after the injection, like recent or?
This is recent because the dog was limping, she said. He was limping around. I guess the neighbors called on her and whatever.
Really?
So they came over to her house and they told her that if she didn't take the dog to the vet. So she says what's going to happen is the vet will make her have to, you know, get antibiotics and stuff. She'll have to buy the prescription, but she's going to get the nutriments and give those to the dog. But she has to show that she bought the prescription.
So that's,
and she doesn't have much money either.
The reason why is the state of New Jersey, along with a number of states that want to hand over their electoral college votes to whoever wins the so-called popular vote, so they destroy the republic, is the demon rats. That's the same name that Justice Pirro on Fox does. She's using the same term as me. I can't believe it. We are... Of course, she's Syrian, too, and so we have some Syrian blood.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact is she's a tough Syrian. She should be the next attorney general or the next appointee to the Supreme Court.
Well, what were you saying about New Jersey? So
they're run by demon rats. These people are, we call nanny state maniacs. that they always know better. If your dog's limping, it's your own business.
Well, you know what? That sounds like the state we live in, California.
No, I don't think it's that bad here yet. But believe me, if Newsom gets in, it'll be only one click away from the sixth rink of Hades. How's that?
That's
not the seventh ring yet, but the sixth ring. How's that?
Okay, Jer, let's get into the emails.
Sure.
David from Indianapolis. Good day, sir. Is there any way to restore the loss of voice and vocal quality brought on by anesthesia performed during surgery? The surgeon and staff keep telling me it will return on its own eventually, but I'm growing concerned and annoyed since my job involves a great degree of spoken communication at times, and it's been 6 weeks since surgery. Is there anything I can do, or should I seek out an ENT specialist? Thanks again to you and Michelle for all you do.
Okay, the first thing is, he needs to get an indirect laryngoscopy and photographs done by an ENT specialist and send them to me. They can probably damage the recurrent laryngeal nerve, which opposes the vocal cords during the intubation.
How would anesthesia do that? Oh, you mean shoving something down his throat?
Right, and then you have the balloon there when you actually put the intubation down the airway.
Oh, that's
okay.
Horrible.
Now, it's easy to repair it. What you want to do is three things. Firstly, you got to supply the nerves the thing to remyelinate the nerve fibers that are injured. You've got to stop the free radicals so the nerve can heal.
Mm-hmm.
And supply the building blocks to reheal it. And then you want to use infrared light therapy like lumen photon. So what I used to do to start with, number one, I recommend you use Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro. And you use anti-inflammatories and Flamex 5 to 6 capsules twice a day. Use Red Deer Velvet DR 2 to 3 capsules twice a day. And use Collagen Max 1 capsule twice a day, and then Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus each, because you need all the minerals to reheal the tissues that are damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want Lumen Photon, and you want to put it on the setting number 3 for neuroectoderm, at least a half an hour 3 times a day over the neck. Really important, because if you got damage to the nerve, if it doesn't start to heal in the next 6 to 8 weeks, it may not. And that could be serious. And if you don't have a proper apposition, you may, get further loss of voice and or it'd be like somebody who's had a tracheostomy. It's not good. So see an ENT doctor, get photography, get them an evaluation. They don't know how to do a neural evaluation. One way to actually you can actually check the neck out, is to do a digital thermogram, and it'll show if there's inflammation around the vocal cords and the neck where he's been injured. So digital thermography,
yeah.
ENT specialist, and then send the results to me. If you need help with finding a thermography, because I belong to the American Thermology Association, I'll find you one. So all you have to do is email me, and I'll provide you with what you need to do, okay?
Yeah. Gina, in an email, hello, Dr. Deagle. I heard Deborah Tavares mention a 5G map of potential crime and death rates. She said it was on your site, and I couldn't find it.
No, it's on her site, stopthecrime.net. It's on her site, yeah. She's got a zillion things over there, including YouTube videos that we made and other people. We're going to be on next Friday, not this Friday, on Granada Forum. We're taking over the forum for 2 hours.
Who?
Me and Deborah, we're going to do a tag team match to expose everything that's going on. And I'm going to go deeper and farther and wider than I have in conferences for years. So beware, if you turn it on, the Granada Forum, we're also going to turn it and put it up on Deagle Network. We're also going to put it up on Vimeo and YouTube and turn it into video.
NutriMedical.
Yeah, it'll go to NutriMedical, and then it links over to NutriMedical, and NutriMedical.com is the main place to go.
Yes.
But there's a link across to Deagle-Network. And I'm going to convert it to Vimeo and YouTube, as well as rotating pictures. Scary pictures.
Gina goes on to say, listen, this is interesting. Thank you for all the work you do. She's talking to you, Bill. And P.S., I grew up in Vista, and I live in Orange County now, but I love North County, and I plan to return as soon as I can buy a property. And she goes, in beauty.
You've been planning on returning to Vista, right?
To Vista.
Yeah, Vista.
After Orange County. Yeah, Orange County's pretty, too, but there's nothing like Vista.
Actually, there's a research that goes on that Vista is one of the 5 top climates on the planet. Most even climate, least storms, most even temperature and humidity.
Let's see. Laura.
So you want to move move to Vista, California. It's awesome.
Gosh, just everybody's moving here, it seems.
I see a lot. The population's increasing a lot here. Yeah. In Vista and North County.
But up where we live, there's no place.
Well, we're up in the mountains here. Yeah. We're up in the mountains around 1,200 feet now, an 8-home gated community, so.
Laura, this is another Laura, Bill. Laura that gave you the dragon up there.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes. Dragon Laura.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, it's still up there, Laura. We're looking right at it. So this is the day of Laura's. Anyways, she says, Dear Dr. Bill and Michelle, I've written to you several times throughout the years. That is true, Laura. and you have always helped me with various health issues. I am a long-time listener and really value your recommendations and hope that you can help me now. I have been diagnosed with a severe leaky mitral valve and have had an echocardiogram. This was discovered during a routine checkup since I have no symptoms other than a cough when I first lay down at night to sleep. I have to say that I don't have much faith in the cardiologist that I saw for several reasons, which I won't mention here. The doctor is saying that there is nothing to be done until I begin to show symptoms such as swelling off the wall legs, difficulty breathing, and exhaustion. I mentioned to the doctor that I take Nutridyne among other vitamins and supplements and have for many years, and she suggested I cut back on it and stop taking it altogether.
But she
even though she didn't even know what Nutridyne is, she said.
When we come back, I'll give you my recipe for heart regeneration and for some of this health valve changes, okay?
Yeah, she also has sleep apnea, Bill.
Yeah.
She lives at 9,200 feet elevation.
It's tied together, yeah. We'll be back in a moment. She needs to move down from higher altitude. That's one of the things she needs to do.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
And so, and Michelle.
Back with Laura, Bill.
Yeah.
I was saying here, she says she lives at 9,200 foot elevation. Yeah, I looked it up for her. She lives in, I guess it's okay to say where, hey, because we're actually going up in that area, Apache Junction, Arizona. When we go to Flagstaff, are we going to be like 7,000?
Well, 7,000, yeah, a little higher than Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In tomorrow.
Okay.
So she goes on to say that she was told about the sleep apnea, and she says, I do gasp for air about once a week, but feel quite healthy considering my age of 65.
Okay,
I was recommended that I go to an overnight sleep center, but when I tried to make an appointment, I was told that they are booked solid for up to 6 months, since so many people at high elevations suffer from sleep apnea. What are your recommendations, Dr. Bill? As always, thank you and Michelle for all you do. Best wishes and God bless you. God bless you, Laura.
Okay. Well, the first thing is, number one, she needs to move to a lower, to a normal elevation.
Yeah.
You know, no more than about 1,000 to 1,200 feet, like where we are. Okay, mm-hmm. Or you know, or lower. Secondly, okay, the best way to get a sleep study is first easy. There's a concierge sleep organization that she can get. If she contacts me, I can get in touch with them. They can come and just come by your home with an oximeter to see what, how many transient periods of oximetry she has.
Mm-hmm.
That's before she does a full sleep study. She can book for the sleep study. If she sees a pulmonologist, which I'd recommend, they can do that. Now, for her heart, there's three things we can do. Number one, when you get myxomatous change to a valve, that's what happens when you get a leaky valve, we give nutraceuticals to heal it, plus red deer velvet, oncomycin, myco-D2, and thoracic lumen photon therapy, to try to heal the heart itself. And we used special heart peptides and vascular peptides to regenerate the heart from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And when we use that, we can restore the heart muscle and we can regenerate it. I'm also pioneering technologies to use epigenetic frequencies. So we have the antenna system, and I'm working on newer technologies to customize the frequency patterns based on research from Linus Pauling and other quantum physicists, and also the Metapathy Hunter and the Biophilia. I can actually create a specific customized frequency. The best way to deliver it is the Sonic Life Machine. Sonic Life will pump the frequencies while you're standing, exercising, or sitting on it, or laying on it, through your body, and actually stimulate the DNA to create structural proteins and enzymes. Now, the antenna system you can get for $350, and I will send you the frequencies if you get a consult based on testing. Now, we have to do testing to find out which minerals and amino acids, because we're trying to regenerate structural proteins and enzymes so your stem cells have something to work with. So we use the red deer velvet, 2 to 3 capsules twice a day, Myco D2, 2 capsules twice a day, collagen max a capsule twice a day, cardiovasc for your heart, CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquinol, you need both, vascular carnitine, magnesium glycinate, and you need Omega Supreme Pro for your heart muscle to heal it, and you need things like mitochondrial catalyst to heal the mitochondria, because it's the mitochondria that are failing. And with myxoma that's changed, you need vitamin K2, extremely important, and vitamin D. Regular vitamin D.
So she needs every one of those things.
Yes, because she's got a very serious condition.
Yeah.
And if we don't treat it, she's going to need a heart valve replacement. And even with then, what her doctor's telling her, and of course this is what doctors do, they say that you're going to go into terminal heart failure and die. This is what they're saying to her. Your legs blow up and you're going to die. So what we have to do is avert the further deterioration of her heart and her valve, so she doesn't need to have valve replacement, which, you know, you can survive. But what they're saying is, what I would say is, number one, get down from that elevation, get an overnight oximetry test done, and there's two ways of treating it. You can do CPAP or BiPAP. BiPAP is better because when you breathe out, there's no resistance. When you breathe in, the air kind of keeps your airway open. There's another treatment called Vivos Life. Right now, I have apnea, so I'm going through that treatment regime in the next few months. And over 18 months to 24 months, it cures you. It actually fixes your airway so you're permanently cured. It remodels your lower face and your jaw and teeth and pulls it forward, so it actually remodels your lower jaw.
She still has to move down to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anybody with obstructive apnea does not need to live at 9,000 feet. You need to be at around 1,000 feet elevation max.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, thanks. Alphonse in an email. Bill, this is Alphonse. I'm just wondering if you could answer a few questions I have about my friend's symptoms regarding her thyroid. Her thyroid is not swollen, but her doctors say she has a genetic predisposition to hypothyroidism. They are treating her for the symptoms, but they're not diagnosing her, so we'd love to hear your input.
Well,
her background information, she's 21 years old, on Ortho, Evra, Truvada, and Lexapro. She takes them regularly except for the Lexapro, and she has anemia and is experiencing lethargy, among other symptoms of hypothyroidism. She eats about 500 to 800 calories a day and still gaining weight. Oh. She says that might be because she has high cortisol levels, and she generally eats healthy but does consume more sugar.
Probably pre-diabetic or diabetic. Hypothyroid, which can be type 1, which is Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where the glands attack after a virus like gland viruses. Adenoviruses.
Yeah, it looks like no.
Or type 2, which is...
You didn't do anything to diagnose.
Or type 2, yeah. Diagnosis, if you need to, I do a consultation. I can send a test kit. We do a free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3. You can have normal T4 and T3, and if your reverse T3 is high, you have type 2 hypothyroidism, which is 50 to 100 times more common, and it's not diagnosed except clinically. You can measure a gerotherm or a two-digit digital thermometer first thing in the morning and every 3 hours, and she's probably hypothermic. And that's why her high cortisol, she basically is pre-diabetic, and she's got probably type 2 hypothyroidism. So I would do the tests. We give her mitothyroid, we give her neutrodiene, we give her forced colon to help 5' deiodination, and we give her a number of things to correct her pre-diabetes, because she's probably got elevated blood insulin, and the insulin resistance is caused by the NKC enzyme in your muscles, where the body pumps out sodium out of the cells and potassium in, and that's the first 4 or 5 stages of diabetes. Has nothing to do with insulin. Insulin levels are elevated for years before a person turns, frankly, diabetic. And everybody who's obese or hypometabolic that hasn't had Hashimoto's is a pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Next, Bill, is Hermine from Florida. Hermine.
Right.
Good morning, she's saying to me, Michelle, she needs you to send her a protocol for skin cancer.
Yeah, I actually talked to her the other day. That's the protocol. She had... a basal cell carcinoma, the first thing she needs to have the primary and a margin around it taken out. I don't rush into the Moores procedure, which is very extensive, requiring plastic surgery, but she needs her antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Alisomed, NutriSilver, NutriImmune 26Y, and NutriDefense. And then topically, she can put on the skin Silver 100 and Neutrodyne alternating 4 times a day, and pregnenolone. If there's no open lesions, then you can use curcumin. But if there's open lesions, don't use curcumin on the skin, just Supregnenolone and the Nutrisilver and Nutridyne. And that'll knock out the pathogens, because basal cell carcinoma is an infection with fungi and bacteria, viruses in the skin that triggers off a cancerous transformation of the cells. So you just make sure you get the primary taken out and a margin around it and monitor it with the doctor, but I don't recommend you rush into the Morse procedure, which is pretty extensive and unnecessary, because you need plastic repair if you do that.
I was talking to Don this week, Bill, and he also emailed. Did you get his email from Don that's here in California, Southern California? You know what I mean?
I get a lot of emails. Tell me what you would say.
Well, it's about his blood pressure and having dirty blood. What's dirty blood?
Well, he went through a full blood analysis, but, you know, it's often done by naturopaths, where you look at it under a live cell analysis under your blood. Yeah.
Under your blood.
Well, basically what I do is I like to be a little more scientific. I can look at the live cell analysis, but I like Veritas Labs or Meridian Valley Labs to look at cardiac markers and lipid electrophoresis and apoproteins.
Okay.
And I can tell you exactly what's going on as to why you're getting a heart problem by looking at that, because it tells me which fractions, like small particle HDL, VLDL3, and abnormal apoproteins or elevated homocysteine that can cause artery, we call dirty blood or bad blood.
So quickly, what is your protocol for high blood pressure, yes, here?
Cardiovasc, Supernox, right?
Cardiovasc, Supernox.
Supernox, CoQ10, ubiquinol, magnesium glycinate, VascuCare carnitine,
and... Oh, gosh, Bill.
You
make me just, give me four.
It won't work.
Give me five.
Okay. Cardiovasc,
yep.
Supernox,
yep.
CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 ubiquinol, and Omega Supreme Pro.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but it may need other things, too. And you can put on the chest, too, Lumen Photon to heal the heart, and you can also, there's other things you can add to that to reduce the free radicals, like gamma E+, cell detox glutathione, and fat-soluble thiamine, because free radicals, and anybody with hypertensive basically is also a pre-diabetic. Their insulin levels are high. Even though their blood sugar is not high, there you've got insulin resistance and free radical problems.
Okay, when we come back, Phil Raymond.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And quandaries, etc., yes, to help solve people's health issues. Go ahead.
Raymond, in an email, Bill. Good evening, Dr. Deagle. I write to you humbly and with a great deal of respect for your work and your depth of knowledge in the medical field. Our close friend has been diagnosed with cancer of the spine, neck, and cervix, a secondary cancer from a previous breast cancer diagnosis. When treated for breast cancer, she had every type of chemotherapy and radiation available. I have already suggested to her several alternative therapies, but I would be extremely grateful if you could give me your best suggestions for treatment. I will buy anything that might be suitable from your website or anything that you ask me to do. His time goes on, then.
Okay.
Anyways, not only, he said, would your advice be welcome, but your medical blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I guess that's...
Let me start, because this is going to take a few minutes here. Number one, you need our NutriMeds. You need Maligna Block, at least 2 to 3 capsules, 3 to 4 times a day. Elagic Acid, 3 capsules, 4 times a day.
So this is a woman, right?
Right.
It's the same for a woman and a man, I
Well,
guess.
When you got recurring cancer, it's going to be more aggressive. Okay?
Well, what is?
when you have a recurring cancer, she had cancer before she has cancer again. Let me continue.
It's going to be more aggressive than it was before.
Yeah, let me continue. So then you have malignant block and ellagic acid at least three or four times a day. Okay, you Power C, you need 60 to 90 gram equivalent. So every capsule of Power C is equivalent to a gram and a half. So you want to open it up and make a smoothie four times a day. So you're going to say have an equivalent of, let's say, 15 to 20 capsules as a smoothie four times a day. You want micelle D3 and micro D2 because vitamin D is necessary for your immune cells to kill cancer. The oncomycin is the D2 for mushrooms, which we call oncomycin because it helps fight cancer. You need to strip off the capsule of the tumor with Inflamex. Small woman, 4 capsules. Large man, 6 capsules twice a day. You need to have nutraceuticals to boost the immune system, which is nutrient defense, to kill off viruses and bacteria and antipathogens, because cancer is basically an infection with a kind of escape phenomena from the cancer. Okay, Mish?
Okay.
Is everything okay?
Yes. Yep,
then the next thing you need to do, insulin potentiate chemo. I recommend the RGCC test, and I can refer you to a IPT doctor in your state or country. Then you need to have to do insulin potentiate chemo, and you want to have the GCMAF, the third generation granulocyte macrophage activation factor. The RGCC can also make a dendritic vaccine to make your immune cells find and kill the cancer. And you can augment with mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy, lumen photon therapy, and other epigenetic treatments, the epigenetic frequency treatments. So there's a lot of stuff you can do to fight cancer.
Well, he goes on to say that all the doctors are telling her it's opiates. Pain-based pain management, so it's just like,
well, they're just going to do palliation. If she wants opiate, then we would give her, for pain management in her bones, hemp oil. And hemp oil is very good along with Inflamex, so I would not do that. Yeah. I don't like marijuana because you don't need Delta-9 THC, you just need cannabinoid, CBD. And ours is nanotech and a pump that's liposomal, so it's more absorbed than any other form, including marijuana or any other hemp oil. Mm-hmm. So she should be taking 2 or 3 pumps every 2 to 3 hours, and that'll stop her bone pain.
All right. A lot of people are asking about CBD oil this past few weeks. You must have been talking about it a bit.
Yeah, we every week we have Jim Cole on. But the thing is, now yesterday they made marijuana legal across Canada. The problem is, in the states where they made legal marijuana, they have increased car accidents. I don't think you need Delta-9 THC. I'm a toxicologist, too. And Delta-9 THC causes a lot of industrial accidents. So I don't think making marijuana, I don't think you should put people in prison for it. But making it legal so you can sell it in everything from biscuits to God knows what, to cereal, to whatever, cookies.
Well, it's pretty crazy here in California.
Yeah, well, it causes industrial accidents, and more people are picked up for impaired driving when they're smoking marijuana because they're often either tired or they're drinking or whatever. They're distracted on their cell phone, and then they have accidents.
Or higher than a kite?
Yeah, it's not a good way to drive a vehicle, especially...
No,
you gotta
I don't know how.
You're multitasking on the freeway, and if you're not paying attention, you're going to have an accident.
This email I found from Neil, our friend Neil from Missouri, Bill, and I don't know if we had a chance to answer this for him, but he sent you some labs, and I don't know if you ever got them.
I looked at them.
He says that in some ways he's doing better, because he said he had an old cat that kept him up at night that died, and he's getting more sleep now.
Right.
So his knee's
I looked at his labs, and he couldn't afford a full consult, but I said, look, I'll provide this for you free. He showed abnormalities in his kidney function, and what I'm going to recommend to do first is two things, VeinAway and Ultrathiamin B1, at least 2 capsules 3 times a day of each to protect his kidneys. Elevated BUN and elevated signs that he's starting to get reduction in kidney function.
Oh.
So you want to stop the leaking of microalbumin with the Ultrathiamin B1, and you want to protect the vessels of the kidney with VeinAway.
Weren't you talking to your brother Leon here yesterday, and he recommended he took our ultrathiamine?
Yeah, Leon is a diabetic.
Why don't you tell a little story about Leon?
Well, Leon has been a bad diabetic for years, and he actually
is brother.
As a pharmacist, he actually took a nonsteroidal because he had back pain, right? And his
he
took a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory. I think it was ibuprofen or Voltaren or whatever. Anyway, he took an anti-inflammatory, and he's zapped half of his kidney function. And that's bad, because diabetics should never take nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. Bye-bye, kidneys. Wow. And
he never listens to you, but now he does.
Oh, yeah.
He called yesterday to thank you.
Yeah,
what happened is
I told him, I said, diabetics leak microalbumin. When I took over the practice of 4 general internists 21 years ago at Swedish Hospital Medical Center as a locum doctor for a year, I had 700 diabetics. and none of them were being tested for microalbumin in the urine. And when I tested them, 45% had microalbumin.
What is that? Microalbumin?
It's a small version of a molecule form of albumin, which is a protein in your blood. And if you leak
Diabetics have that, or?
Diabetics leak it. And people with hypertension, severe hypertension, too. And okay. If they leak it in the loops of Henle, their kidneys back it in.
Loops of what?
Henle, which is the tubules that actually concentrate your urine and your kidneys.
Okay.
And so what happened is you use the thing is fat-soluble thiamine, or ultrathiamine B1, has an enzyme called transketolase that stimulates, that actually gets rid of singlet oxygen that causes the damage and leakage of the loop of Henle. And you can monitor the microalbumin and see it disappear. His diabetologist has never seen this before, where he had lost half his kidney function and it's completely returned to normal.
And he said it was the ultrathiamine B1.
Right.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And then I usually recommend
you say... Bill's family, especially he's got two brothers that are pharmacists, they never want to hear about nutraceuticals.
Not anymore.
Not when they're getting older and
Actually, Leon told me to talk to my other brother, who's a pharmacist in Texas. He's a pharmacy administrator in Texas at Beaumont. And I just talked to him this morning because Leon told me to call him.
Oh, you already talked to him?
I talked to him this morning for a few minutes.
Because he's getting diabetic. Your whole family is diabetic.
All of you.
Every one of you.
Well, my grandfather was diabetic, and it goes back to my grandmother, Abasha. And it's interesting, the diabetic genes are the survivor genes for famine. So you'll see it in Pima Indians. See it in Pima Indians. You'll see it in people at the steppe, like, you know, the people that work in, like, Kazakhstan. You'll see it in the Pima Indians. You'll see it in certain groups that live in areas where famine occurs periodically. And what it does is allows them to survive famine.
But I can't see how Joe would get it. He's skinny. He's slim.
It doesn't matter. You can get it when you're skinny or heavy.
Does he have type 2 diabetes?
Yeah.
And he's slim?
Well, not slim slim. He's gained some weight.
Did he gain weight? Maybe he's gained weight since he gained some weight 2 years ago.
He's gained some weight, but yeah.
Wow. All right. So you're thinking your pharmacist brothers are starting to listen a little bit more. What did Joe say?
Oh, he was so pleased. You know, I was talking to him about stuff to help him, right?
Yeah.
And
did
you
write it down and say that?
Oh, yeah. And
he told him, of course, he knows about Leo.
See, I deal with things that are concrete, not just, you know, there's not a conspiracy theory when you talk about biochemistry because you need to measure blood tests and other tests, right?
Right.
So, you know, some of the stuff I talked about, people think it's a conspiracy theory, even though I've been on the inside. But when it deals with medicine, it's just facts. Imaging studies, lab work, genetics, it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. It's just something I can test.
Okay, Bill, we only have a couple of minutes left here. Can you real quickly give me your best protocol for weight loss?
Firstly, start with glycemics. At least a scoop twice a day. Cut and don't have any foods with a glycemic index over 50. Start taking a dibetaline and berberstatin because everybody's obese, and I call diabetes is basically pre-diabetic with elevated insulin and cortisol. And elevated glucagon.
Diabetaline, and what was the other one?
Diabetaline, berberstatin, and biotin plus.
Interesting, because I remember when you used to say leptin metabolic.
Leptin metabolic as well. And leptin metabolic changes your appetite control and changes your insulin resistance. And chromium.
And
chromium.
The top three of those.
Losing weight. Glycemics, diabetaline, berberstatin, biotin plus.
That's four.
There you go.
And he didn't even say leptin.
Well, you told me you only limited me, so...
It's terrible to limit, Bill, isn't it?
You can't. If you want to lose weight, you have to cut down your insulin and glucagon and cortisol.
Don't eat sugar.
And by the way, we have cortisol. We have our special cortisol reducer, which is stress to go. And so if you eat sugar or anything that stimulates insulin, like aspartame or Splenda, you're going to drive up your insulin. Insulin's a bad guy.
Thank you for listening. I guess we'll be on the Friday show. We'll be on October 19th tomorrow. God bless you. That means you can have a great weekend. I really hope and pray
and
that
we'll
you
still
do.
Be answering your emails and calls if you call us or email. I'll still be answering it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.